The BBC presents Life with the Lions.
Once again, we'd like you to meet the Lion family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Ben Lyon.
And I'm Baby Circus Lyon.
And here they are in Love Sneaks Up on Richard Lyon.
Aggie, has my new camel hair coat come back from the cleaners?
No, not yet, Mr. Lyon. Did you want to wear it today?
Well, naturally. But, Bebe, what in the world are all those clothes doing on the table?
Oh, they're for the church bazaar. Everybody's supposed to give something.
Good, I'll give them Richard and Barbara.
Oh, stop that. Well, I'll away and get the lunch ready.
Oh, Mother, I brought you this lovely dress to send to the bazaar.
Why, darling, it's practically new. Now, isn't that sweet? You know, Ben, I do believe Barbara's got my generous disposition.
She's got your dress, too.
What? So it is. Barbara, you put that dress right back where you found it.
But there's no more room in my cupboard.
You put that back in your mother's cupboard. I don't understand you. You have plenty of clothes of your own things.
Well, Daddy, there are very few mothers who have the same young, girlish measurements as their daughters.
Well. Honey, you just put it right back in your cupboard.
Oh, thank you, Mother. I'll go out and get something else for the sale.
Hey, what's my bathing suit doing on the table?
Well, I'm giving it away because I think it's time you had a new one.
Why, what's the matter with that one?
It's got a hole in the elbow.
Now, stop talking silly, Bebe. Now, let's see what else. Say, isn't this the blue dress you wore on our 12th wedding anniversary?
That's right. 12 years ago next June.
Well, why are you giving it away?
Because June is bursting out all over.
That's not true. You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, go on. I'm much older than I was then.
Oh, you're not. You're still 32.
Oh, that wasn't nice.
Hello, Mother. Good afternoon, Father.
Huh?
Why, Richard, what a smart outfit.
Well, thanks awfully, Mother. What do you think, Father?
Well, the coat looks all right, but the trousers look like they're kneeling down.
Well, maybe they do look a little large. They're a pair of yours.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, but everything in my own wardrobe looked a bit childish.
Oh, I see. You're not a kid anymore, eh?
Well, let's face it. I'll be 17 in October. And I want to be treated...
Like a man?
No, he just wants to be treated.
Oh, here's a coat for the bazaar that I've outgrown it. Mother, have you been using my toilet water?
No, dear.
Richard Lyon, it's you. You put some of my toilet water on your hair. Daddy, make him take it off.
What, his hair?
No, my toilet water. Richard, you little pipsqueak, I'll get even with you.
Am I safe in consuming your addressing me?
Yes, Superman, I'm addressing you. And it isn't going to make her like you any better.
Who? Who's her?
Claire Hemingway.
Barbara, you keep out of this.
Claire Hemingway? Oh, yes, she just came back from finishing school. What sort of a little girl is she?
She's the type who likes to eat her cake and have yours, too.
She's not that kind of a girl at all.
She is, too. And you won't last long with her. She only likes boys with muscles.
Well, I've got muscles. I'll roll up my sleeve and show you. Just watch me flex my arm. There. Look.
Where?
Well, that's funny. I was there a minute ago. I know. The little rascal's probably hiding.
Oh, I can see it now.
Where?
Behind that mole.
That's not funny, Pop. I'm going upstairs and brush my hair.
If you want my curling irons, they're on the mantelpiece.
Child, when are you going to grow up?
Did you hear that? He has timbre in his voice.
It sounds more like the Death Watch beetle got in.
Oh, I really think he's infatuated.
Why, Barbara, you know your brother doesn't drink.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, your lunch is ready.
Oh, thanks, Aggie.
Well, I'll help you carry it in.
Oh, Richard, lunch is ready.
Thank you, Father.
I'll be down as soon as I have freshened up.
Okay, muscles.
Isn't it funny, dear? Parents spend years trying to teach their boys to be neat and polite. Then just as they've just about given up hope, some little girl comes along and does it in 5 minutes.
Richard, get away from that hall stand mirror. I want to hang Daddy's coat up. It just came back from the cleaners.
Well, wait until I straighten my tie. I want to look my best for Claire.
Claire, I warn you, she's a man chaser.
She is not. Well, that'll be Claire now. Now, don't make any wisecracks.
Well, I'm not promising anything after the way you treat Harold and me.
Come in, darling.
Richard.
Hello, Claire. Gee, but you look pretty today.
Oh, Richard, how quick you are to notice things.
Well, how could I help it? You look just like a peach.
Oh, thank you, my little pomegranate.
Oh, I mean it, my little tangerine.
Well, why don't you two open a fruit shop?
Cut that out.
Oh, this must be your sister. Well, aren't you going to introduce us?
Oh, yes. Claire, this is Barbara. Barbara, this is Claire. Goodbye, Barbara.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Richard, I wondered if you'd come to my house and help me carry some things to the bazaar. I'm afraid they're too heavy for poor, weak little me.
Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head.
Nothing's too heavy for my muscles.
The only place you've got muscles is in your ears.
If you don't leave us alone, I'll call Mom.
Oh, okay, I'm going. But now you know how it feels.
Well, she was only joking. Anyone can tell just by looking at your broad shoulders how strong you are. I'll bet you're tough, too.
Yes, I am pretty tough.
I'm a guy that likes to live dangerously.
Oh, Richard.
It's true. Every morning when I finish my bath, I pull out the plug and battle against the current.
You do?
Sure. Now let's go and get that stuff you want me to carry to the bazaar.
All right. There's just 4 suitcases in the trunk.
Gee, Claire. Those things must weigh a couple of hundredweight.
Oh, what's a measly couple of hundredweight? At the pictures, I've seen Tarzan lift an elephant with one hand tied behind his back.
Oh, come now, girl. An elephant hasn't got hands.
Oh, you can carry those things, Richard. I'll bet you're even stronger than Tarzan.
I am?
Yes, and you're so tough.
Well, now that you've mentioned it, I guess I am pretty tough.
You're my great big he-man.
You think so, huh?
Yes, my aggressive caveman.
Well, come on. Let's go and get those things for the bazaar. I'll put the trunk on my back and carry the suitcases under each arm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But I'll expect the kiss as a reward. And if I don't get it, I'll grab you and kiss you anyway.
But how can you hold me? You'll have both your arms full.
Oh, that won't matter, kid. I've got muscles on my upper lip.
Oh, you're so masterful. I say, are those things under the hall stand for the bazaar?
Well, that's right.
And this is a beautiful coat hanging on this peg.
That's Pop.
Well, it's jolly decent of him to give such a fine coat to my mother's store.
Well, he didn't really...
No, I suppose you talked him into it because you knew it would suit me. You're so thoughtful.
Well, I won't exactly deny it.
Just for that, I'll carry the coat to the bazaar myself.
Oh, no.
I insist it's no trouble at all.
Oh, gosh, what have I done?
You see, your father likes his coat with a belted back. Do you ever have a belt in the back?
No, but I think I'm going to get one soon. Come on, Claire.
Oh, Aggie.
Yes, Mr. Lyon?
Have you seen my new camel hair coat anywhere? I just telephoned the cleaners and Mrs. Robinson said it left there an hour ago.
Well, I do seem to remember seeing a tan coat hanging in the hall stand. Now, I must away and pack my cake for the bazaar before Master Richard sees it.
Where is he?
I don't know. He's been missing all day.
I wonder where that young scallywag is. Oh, hello, Richard.
Goodbye, Pop.
Not so fast. Come back here. Have you seen my overcoat?
Overcoat?
Yes, Aggie thinks she saw it hanging on the hall stand. Did you?
Well, Pop, have you ever thought what a lucky man you are?
Lucky?
Yes, I mean to say, you have 2 overcoats to keep you warm.
Just what are you trying to say to me?
Well, I was just pointing out how lucky you are having 2 overcoats, when there are people in the center of Africa who haven't got an overcoat at all.
Don't talk silly. It's so hot in Central Africa, nobody ever wants an overcoat.
Pop, let's go to Africa.
What is all this? Is there some hidden meaning behind all this nonsense? Tell me, am I missing something?
Yes, a camel care hoat. I mean a camel care goat. I gave it to the church bazaar.
You did what?
Oh, Ben, Well, isn't that a pretty picture? A father with his hands around his son's shoulders.
Shoulders? They're around my neck.
Phoebe, just impress that nitwit girlfriend of his. This numbskull has given away my overcoat.
Richard, don't say you gave your father's new coat away.
It's too late. I've already said it.
Give me that phone. I'm going to call Mrs. Hemingway and tell her I want my coat back right away.
Oh, Ben, I have a wonderful idea. Give me your old tweed coat.
What for?
I'll take it over to Mrs. Hemingway's and exchange it for your new one. I'll be right back.
All right, darling, but hurry. Hurry.
Mrs. L.
Well, hello, Mr. Wimple. What are you doing at the bazaar?
I've come to buy my clothes back. You see, when Claire Hemingway called, my wife gave the blooming lot away.
Oh, really?
Yes, and some of the kids go too. She even gave away young Willie's traveling suit.
I didn't know Willie had a traveling suit.
Oh, yes. Travel from me to Herbert, from Herbert to Willie.
Oh, well, don't get so depressed. Something worse could have happened.
I see. Whose coat is that you're carrying?
Oh, it's my husband. He wants me to give it to Mrs. Hemingway and take his new one back.
Oh, then we can both see it together. First door just over here.
Oh, good. I hope you can find your clothes, too.
Yeah, I doubt it. She's pretty absent-minded. Hello, Mrs. H. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Hemingway.
Oh, I didn't see you there, Mrs. Wimple.
This is not Mrs. Wimple. She's married to Ben Lyon.
She is not. Mrs. Wimple's married to you.
Well, how nice. I hope you've both been very happy. Well, if you'll excuse me, I want to put this money in the till.
You know, I love Mrs. Hemingway, but have you ever seen anyone quite so dizzy?
Yes. I'd rather not mention her name. I say, she's coming back again. Now then, Mrs. H.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Wimple. I've just been talking to a friend of yours.
Mrs. Hemingway.
No, it wasn't her.
You're Mrs. Hemingway. You know, you really ought to snap out of it. It's silly to forget your own identity.
Yes, it's even worse to forget your own name.
Well, if you think hard, dear, perhaps you can remember it.
Oh, good. Mrs. L., you explain about your husband's coat. I'll buy the clothes back afterwards.
What's this about a coat?
Well, now, dear, you know how vague you are. So listen carefully while I explain it briefly and clearly. You see, my husband's coat is in your stall because my son gave it to your daughter in the first place. And now my husband wants it back in the second place. So in the third place, he sent another coat to take the place of the second place. You see, which brings us to the first place. Is that clear?
Yes, dear, perfectly clear.
Then I wish you'd explain it to me.
Well, it's quite simple. Your husband sent the wrong coat to the bazaar, and to remedy that mistake, he's now sending another one.
That's right. Here it is.
Oh, thank you. I must say it's awfully generous of your husband to give two coats. Goodbye.
Mr. Wimple. Huh? I don't think that turned out quite right. You know, I feel as though something is missing.
Mrs. L., you've had something missing for years.
Oh, good. Did you get my coat? Did you get my coat, huh? Huh? Tell me.
Well, all right, dear, but before I talk, I'd like to say something.
Well, go on.
Well, all right, but I have to protect my friend. So before I tell you who's to blame, I want you to promise not to vent your anger on a certain person.
Phoebe.
That's the person.
So it was your fault. Well, give me my old tweed coat, and I'll go to the bazaar and get my new one back myself. Well, give me the coat you took with you.
You mean the same one I took with me?
Yes. What's so funny?
Nothing, but I may as well laugh while I can.
Now stop being ridiculous and give me that coat.
Honey, what would you say if I told you I'd left both your coats at the bazaar?
Oh, no.
Oh, is that all? Then I'll tell you I left both your coats at the bazaar.
Of all the silly, dumb, nitwitted things to do.
Ben, you promised you'd only say, oh, no.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm going batty.
What's the matter, Pa? Well,
what is it, Daddy?
First, I lose my best coat. Then my only other coat is given away.
Gee, who in the world would be dumb enough to do... Oh.
Poor Daddy. He's going to find it awfully cold.
Yes. If only he were an Eskimo, he could keep warm with blubber.
But he's not an Eskimo. And he hasn't got any, He won't be so cold, Pop.
Neither will you if you don't stop making those cracks.
Richard, you've hurt your father's feelings.
Oh, no, he hasn't.
Oh, but he has, too. You've got that hurt look in those big, watery blue eyes. Just like a hen on a cold egg.
Where are you going, Pop?
I'm going to the bazaar. I'm tired of having you and your mother make a fool of me when I can do so much better myself. What am I saying? Now, where's my raincoat?
Ben, the bazaar is much more crowded than it was this afternoon.
I'm not interested in how crowded it is. I just want my own coat.
And I want my coat.
Oh, hello, Wimple. Where's Mrs. Hemingway's stall?
Right over there. The one with the great big crowd around it.
Oh, has she got that much left to sell?
Yes, Mrs. Hemingway has cast off clothes of all descriptions.
Well, no wonder there's a big crowd around her.
Okay. You're a proper cough drop, you are. Oh, well, I must go and find the wife. She's serving at the tea counter.
Wait a minute, Whipple. You're going in the wrong direction.
I'm no fool.
Well, come on, BB. We have pushed through the crowd. We have almost reached the counter.
Oh, I'm trying, dear. Oh, look, there's Mrs. Hemingway. Wave to her. She knows you very well.
I will.
Ooh, ooh, Mrs. Hemingway.
Well, well, if it isn't Mayor Klinker.
I'm afraid you have the wrong man. I'm Ben Lyon, the actor.
Now you're confusing her.
Oh, that's impossible.
Oh, now I know who you are. You're the man who painted my living room.
No, no, Mrs. Hemingway, you must remember my husband. He gave your stall 2 coats.
That's right, and he gave my living room 3 coats.
No, I'm talking about a camel hair coat.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but I sold that camel hair coat not 10 minutes ago.
You didn't.
I did. I sold it to a Mr. Oh, dear, I ought to remember the man who bought that coat. He gave me £3 for it.
Oh, fine. I gave £17 for it.
Oh, what a pity you didn't see the one I had first.
Yes. Come on, BB. Let's look around and see if we can find the man who's wearing it before he leaves the bazaar.
All right. Goodbye, Mrs. Hemingway.
Goodbye, Lady Maris.
Well, that Mrs. Hemingway is the biggest crackpot in town.
Then you're forgetting yourself. Oh, look. Here come the kids.
Oh, find your overcoat yet, Daddy?
No, I haven't.
Richard, what are you looking so gloomy about?
Claire found out that instead of my carrying that trunk and stuff to the bazaar, I use the wheelbarrow.
Oh, yes, and now she's over with the butcher's son, watching him play the strength machine.
You saw Claire with George Stevens?
Yes, and every time he hit the bell, she blew him a kiss.
This is awful. Oh!
Oh! Oh, Barbara, that's not very nice.
Oh, now, cheer up, Richard. Here comes Claire now.
So what? She doesn't bother me. I wish she would.
Oh, come on, girls, come on. Let's leave Richard alone and look for my coat.
All right, come on, Barbara.
All right, Mother. Goodbye, Casanova.
Hello, Claire. I've been looking for you everywhere. Would you like to go for a walk with me?
Walk? Wouldn't that tire you out?
Oh, come now, girl. I'm like Tarzan, remember?
Mm, that's right. You do remind me of Tarzan.
There, you see?
Yes, you both have muscles. Except you.
And I suppose George Stevens has.
Yes, he has. You should have seen him just now, hitting the bell on the strength machine.
Oh, so what? I can do that any time.
Oh, well, here's your chance right ahead. Come on.
Come up and test your strength. The mechanical voice will tell you how strong you are.
Yes, and when you hit the bell, you'll get your money back. Here's a mallet for you, Richard.
Sure you wouldn't rather go for a walk?
Quite sure. Here, take the mallet.
Okay.
Just a minute, son. These two men are ahead of you.
I'm in no hurry.
Now, just stand here, sir. Hit the spike with your mallet, and this mechanical voice will tell you the type of man you are.
Thank you, Cook.
You are a blacksmith.
You next, sir.
Much obliged.
You are a weightlifter.
Now, you're next, young man.
Okay. Watch this, Claire.
You need a tonic, madam.
Horrible, deceitful boy. You're nothing but a weakling, and I never want to see you again. Goodbye.
Oh, I saw that, honey, and it's a shame.
Yes, she'll never see me again.
All right. I'll ask her to come over for dinner tonight, and I'll have a good talk with her.
Well, that was a swell dinner, Ma.
Thank you, dear. Did you enjoy it, Harold?
Oh, yes. It was delicious. It tickled my palate.
Mr. Lyon, you've hardly eaten a thing.
Oh, I'm not hungry, Claire. I'm still worrying about my coat. I wonder who bought it.
Well, it's a local bazaar, so you're bound to know everyone who bought anything. Why don't you ring all our friends and ask them if they bought a coat?
Oh, that's a very smart idea, Barbara. You're a clever girl.
Well, naturally. She has my brain.
Oh, So that's where it went, huh?
What?
Oh, nothing, dear, nothing. I'll go and do a little phoning.
Well, I'll come with you and help you look up the numbers.
Barbara, did you see that lost Tarzan picture?
Oh, yes, and I like Tarzan. But haven't we heard enough about muscles?
Yeah, after all, what are muscles? They only put a strain on your skin.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I took a correspondence course in muscle building once, but I think it got mixed up with a cooking course. When I finished, I had lemon meringue biceps.
Why, Harold, you made a joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try not to do it again. Could I have another glass of milk?
Oh, in a minute, Harold. Barbara, you must admit a fine physique makes a man more attractive.
Well, not necessarily. Personally, I prefer an individualist, like Harold.
Oh, Barbara.
It's true, dear. You're different because other men have ordinary attractions like brains or muscles or good looks. But with you, it's just nothing.
Well, thank you.
That's an interesting point of view, Barbara.
Well, I could say more on it, but, Richard, why don't you take Harold outside, huh?
Well, what for? Ouch! What are you kicking me for? Oh, yeah, come on, Harold. Let's go out and have some more milk.
All right, I'm coming.
Now, about men, Claire. I suppose you're too young to appreciate the aesthetic type.
What do you mean?
Well, I suppose it's a matter of choice. Mother told me she was always determined to marry a strong, handsome man, but instead she married Daddy.
I see.
And look how happy she is now. Believe me, frail men are the best. You're sure of them. Other women aren't always chasing after them.
I never thought of it that way. Barbara, you've convinced me. You see, in spite of my liking for strong men, I found myself becoming increasingly attracted to a certain insignificant little shrimp.
Oh, he'll be so glad.
Are you through talking?
Can we come in now?
Well, yes, come right in.
Well, how did everything come out?
Oh, darling, I want you to know that I never realized until now that I love you. Well, aren't you going to say something?
Claire, let me go.
Harold!
If you don't stop kissing me, Claire, I'll shout for help.
I can't stop.
Help.
Harold, have a wait. You're enjoying it. You horrible boy. I never want to see you again.
Oh, don't say that. You make me so unhappy.
Any news that you've caught yet?
No, and I've called up a dozen people already. I'm going in the den and get my private telephone book.
Well, Harold, Richard, what are you two doing in here? Where are Claire and Barbara?
Huh. We're through with women forever, aren't we, Harold?
Yes. I'd never go out with another girl, which I won't, even if I had the chance, which I haven't.
Well, that makes sense, but not to me. That's a doorbell. We must have it fixed.
Yeah. You know, if we wait long enough, somebody else will answer it.
Hemingway, come right in.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Lyon. I just dropped by to pick Claire up.
Oh, well, she just left about 5 minutes ago. But why don't you sit down and have a drink? It'll warm you up. It's bitterly cold outside.
Oh, well, thank you.
What would you like?
I'd like something short and scotch.
Then sit down and I'll call Aggie.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, to make you an eggnog.
Oh, fine. I'll take off my hat and coat.
Oh, well, let me help you. Say, this is certainly a pretty coat. My husband used to have one just like it.
You don't say. Hmm. I bought this one off my wife's stall at the bazaar today.
Well, it's very smart. And did you get this new hat there, too?
No, I've been wearing that hat for a week back.
Really? I always wear red flannel for mine.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hemingway.
Hello, Lyon. Why didn't I see you at the bazaar today?
Oh, don't talk to me about that bazaar. I got swindled.
Well, Mr. Hemingway did all right. Look at the new camel hair coat he bought.
Camel hair coat?
Yes, try it on, dear. I think it would fit you.
I'm darn sure it would.
Well, it certainly doesn't fit me. It's much too small in the shoulders and entirely too big around the hips. The man who owned that coat must have a shape like a pear.
That happens to be my coat.
Yours?
Of course. Can't you see the description fits him perfectly?
Where do you get your coats, Lyon? From a tailor or a tent maker?
Now let me tell you, Hemingway, my tailor makes coats for the Royal Navy.
Well, this one must have been made for the battleship.
If you don't mind, I'll just take my coat back and make you out a check for £3.
You'll do nothing of the kind. I promised my old gardener a coat. And this is the first one I've found with a built-in stoop.
Give me my coat.
This is my coat now. Possession's 9 points of the law.
Is that so? The only reason I don't knock you down is because I'm bigger than you are.
Well, it so happens I'm bigger than you are.
That's an even better reason.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, control yourselves, please.
Oh, I beg your pardon. And as for you, Lion, if I've said anything to offend you, I'm delighted. Good night.
Honey, I'm afraid you lost your temper.
Never mind my temper. I've lost my best coat.
Glad you made up with Harold.
How about you, Richard? Did you patch things up with Claire?
No, sir. For 2 days I showered her with presents, but it ain't gonna rain no more.
Oh, come in.
Is Mr. Hemingway here?
No, I'm happy to say.
Oh, his house is across the street.
Oh, I know, but there's no one at home, so I thought perhaps you'd take this parcel in for him.
Why should I?
Well, he's been waiting for it for weeks now. It's his new overcoat.
Overcoat? Well, that throws a new light on things. I'll take the coat. Yes, I'll certainly take the coat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.
Ben, I know what you're thinking, and you can't keep that coat.
I certainly can. Didn't you hear what Hemingway said? Possession is 9 points of the law.
Well?
Well, until I get my coat back, his is staying right here.
That was Life with the Lions, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Horace Percival, Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Hugh Morton, Patricia Field. The script was by B.B. Daniels, Bob Dock and Ronnie Hanbury. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Paul Fennelly. Production by Tom Ronald.